This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today for the 2019 National Agriculture Day observance coming up March 14th. It's a stressful time in the farm community. That map of farmer bankruptcies from last year that came out the other day underscored that. I'll talk about it after this. I'm Max Armstrong, and I'm honored to tell you about Ag Day 2019. The Agriculture Council of America proudly celebrates the wholesome contributions of our country's farms and farm families each March on National Agriculture Day. We celebrate because agriculture is at the heart of our country's health and prosperity. It's our backbone, the fabric and fuel of American ingenuity. Quite simply, it's food for life. The Agriculture Council of America and our esteemed industry partners invite you to celebrate National Agriculture Day on March 14th, 2019. You can find ideas for planning your own Ag Day events on the National Ag Day website. That's agday.org. We invite you to join us as we pay tribute to the wholesome contributions of America's farmers. Agriculture, food for life. You could see easily displayed on that map that was released the other day with the American Farm Bureau Federation showing the number of farmer bankruptcies from 2018, just where the lion's share of the stress has been. And no state had more farm bankruptcies last year than Wisconsin did, the heart of America's dairyland, where the prices paid to milk producers have been so low, prices so low that meant farmers were getting paid less than what it cost to operate those dairy farms. That's why we saw so many go under. And the farmers often start their days before the sun comes up, and the work schedule is the year-round. There's no vacation, no days off. There's a lot of stress in their business, and there's stress for other producers the year-round. Much of it brought on, not just by markets, but by the weather, too. The experts say putting our energy into what we can change, instead of being overwhelmed by what we have no control over, can help reduce stress. Farming has always been a very stressful occupation with so many possible negative outcomes, and everyone handles stress in different ways. Some people seem to shoulder a great deal of stress, while others are unable to do the same thing. Communication on the farm is one thing they keep talking about. It's more and more important as the role of women on the farm has changed. Women often do the books. They work off the farm to help supplement the farm. There are far more things to talk about and far less time to talk, the experts say. And as men feel stress, they tend to pull back further and further, and they talk less and less. Some of the experts say their dealings with many women in agriculture shows their number one issue on the farm is the lack of communication. And men, on the other hand, when stressed, tend to communicate less. I'll be back after this.